So let's come to our final week. Day 35. Born to win. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says this: "Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." A champion is a combination of extraordinary talent and dedicated hard work. Champions do not just happen. They dream, work, struggle, fail, achieve, and then finally win consistently. Every Olympic gold medalist will have lost a significant race they should have won, but they had to get up, train more, run again. Sigler reminds us, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. So as you decide to run your race, don't expect to be treated like a champion, cheered and respected by colleagues, but train like one, and then watch and wait as your life will be honoured. The champions we honour now usually started life with difficulties and setbacks, but they knew they were born to overcome. Today we consider them heroes, but when they started out, they were often misunderstood, considered strange fanatics, and excluded before they were welcomed and admired. Consider the life of Helen Keller. Helen Keller was born in Alabama, America, on June the 27th, 1880. When she was 19 months old, she suffered from meningitis and became blind and deaf as a result. However, Helen Keller was determined to conquer her setback and excel. She worked hard and overcame her disabilities, and so became the first blind and deaf person to effectively communicate in a world in which vision and sound are so important. Her teacher, Anne Sullivan, played a vital role in this achievement. Helen graduated from college in 1904, an achievement in itself, and then she dedicated her life to helping people with these disabilities. Her dedication, courage, and determination were based on her Christian faith and were recognized by many people. Winston Churchill called her the greatest woman of our age. I'm sure that when people looked at Helen Keller in her childhood years, they did not see a champion. They probably pitied this poor child who was obviously physically challenged. But Helen and her teacher saw something different, and today she is one of the few women with her statue on Capitol Hill. As congressmen and senators unveil the bronze statue of Helen Keller at the US Capitol, lawmakers praised her as a trailblazer and an inspiration for those with disabilities. In his speech, the governor of Alabama, Bob Riley, said, "It is a defining moment that we celebrate today. This moment is so vividly depicted by the statue of Helen Keller, who helped the world to understand that all of us, regardless of any disability, have a mind that can be educated, a hand that can be trained, a life that will have meaning." So today, know that you were born to win. Whatever hindrances you have in your life, treat them as friends that will advance your resolve rather than enemies that will impede your progress. As we read our Bibles, we see that every hero encountered a trial before they obtained their prize of faith. Either they had failed, were persecuted and mocked, or came from a poor background, or were not expected to succeed. Naturally, they had nothing to commend them, but they considered God rather than themselves, ran their race with obedience and won. So run your race. You were born to win. So come, let's pray. Today, as I read the story of other heroes who have fought the fight of faith and won, help me to live a life with new determination and overcome every obstacle. Teach me to regard everyone as a champion, someone born to win, whether they look like it or not. Father, thank you that you take the broken, despised, and overlooked people and train them to win. Take my life, every area of weakness, and teach me your attitude. Thank you for the heroes of faith that inspire us by their lives. Let me now run to get my prize. Amen.